Overnight, Greek shares tumbled nearly 5% on top of the 5% fall from the night before, as the possibility of a Greek exit from the eurozone edges closer than ever before. 5 years after the first bailout, Athens and its creditors, the IMF, the EU and the European Central Bank, are as far apart as ever on a new deal on Greece's debt. Overnight, the Greek Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, said the creditors are trying to, quote, humiliate Greece. Meantime, the President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, say the Greek government needs to stop misleading Greeks in a scare campaign.
I think the debate in Greece and outside Greece would be easier if the Greek government would tell exactly what the Commission are really proposing. I'm blaming the Greeks to tell things to the Greek public which are not consistent with what I told the Greek Prime Minister.
Jean-Claude Juncker, President of the European Commission. Well, unless a compromise deal is struck by Eurozone finance ministers in Luxembourg tomorrow, it might be too late for Greece to avert a default in 2 weeks' time. Oliver Hartwich is a German economist and long-time Eurozone watcher. He's speaking with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.
I would like to see Greece's creditors to stand firm, because I think they need to. Otherwise, this is becoming a bottomless pit where more and more money will be thrown in and more good money will be thrown in after bad money. But I would also like the creditors to stand firm, because what I would really like to see is a solution to the crisis, because for 5 years we've been dealing with the Greek patient and we haven't really seen any improvements. Now it's really time to solve this problem once and for all, and I'm afraid you can only solve it if you take Greece out of the eurozone.
Countries like Germany have lent Greece so much money. Presumably, Germany doesn't really want Greece to default either. It would prefer to keep it afloat with more bailout money. I mean, as J. Paul Getty once said, if you owe the bank $100, it's your problem. If you owe the bank $100 million, that becomes the bank's problem. Germany has the bigger problem, doesn't it? Because it's on the hook for billions. So might they compromise in the end for that reason?
I think you're absolutely right. At the moment that Greece departs from the eurozone, it will be very, very costly to everybody who has lent Greece money, including Germany, of course. Germany stands to lose about 60 billion euros the moment that Greece departs. However, I think there is also a long-term cost if you keep Greece in. So Germany really only has a choice between two evils. They can take the short-term pain, which is taking Greece out of the eurozone and actually realizing all the losses of all the money that they've guaranteed so far, or they can take the longer-term solution, which is to basically keep Greece financially afloat in eternity. And I think that would be even more expensive for Germany. So the only question is really, what do the Germans want to pay and when do they want to pay it?
What do you think the mood is in Germany for example, further debt relief for Greece? I mean, that's what it's demanding in the current round of negotiations. It doesn't want further austerity, but it also wants to stay in the euro. It says it'll never be able to pay back the money, so give us some debt relief so we can get on with the business of growing the economy.
Well, I think the mood in Germany is turning increasingly hostile towards Greece. And you can see this quite clearly in some of the recent remarks from German Social Democrats. You have to realize, of course, that German Social Democrats were always quite lenient on Greece, and they always advocated giving Greece a bit more money, a bit more time, being a bit more lenient on the conditions of the austerity regime. And even German Social Democrats now sound frustrated, because they've had enough. There was the head of the European Parliament, a German Social Democrat called Martin Schulz, who really said that he was so sick and over with the whole thing that he didn't want to talk about it anymore. The German Vice Chancellor, Rigmar Gabriel, also a Social Democrat, a couple of days ago gave an interview and expressed his frustration with the Greek government. And Rigmar Gabriel is certainly someone who, until very recently, showed a lot of understanding for his colleagues in Athens. So if even Germany's Social Democrats are now getting frustrated, you can see that the mood is turning.
The fear a few years ago was that a Greek exit from the euro could actually bring down the whole euro monetary union, because it might trigger a domino of debt defaults across the region. Now, the eurozone is in better shape than it was 5 years ago. The ECB has shored up the finances of the zone. European banks are in, you know, slightly better shape. So do you think that the euro could survive a Greek default in 2015?
Well, let's put it this way. I think 4 or 5 years ago, there was a lot of talk about the potential for contagion. So once a country like Greece leaves the eurozone, this would then trigger sovereign debt crisis in other countries like Portugal, Italy, or maybe France. I think there is not such an immediate danger these days, because we have now actually put some rescue mechanisms in place, like the European Stability Mechanism, and the European Central Bank is certainly prepared for that case. So that I think the spillovers from a Greek default and a Greek Eurozone exit could probably be handled a lot better. Having said that, I think there is an additional risk that we should talk about, because once Greece departs from the Eurozone, this will change the nature of monetary union in Europe. Currently, we're talking about monetary union, and what it means is that these countries are supposed to stay together forever. Once you take a country out, then of course this promise no longer holds, because people will see the Eurozone no longer as a monetary union, but more like a fixed exchange rate mechanism from which there is an exit. Once that nature has changed, you basically invite markets to speculate against it, because then there is no guarantee that a member of the Eurozone will always be in the Eurozone, and so you invite speculators to do what they did to Britain in the early 90s, namely to speculate against a country and to basically push it out of that fixed exchange rate mechanism, and that's the danger for the Eurozone.
So you're saying that a Greek exit could be the beginning of the end for the Eurozone, and would you mourn that?
Could be the beginning of the end of the Eurozone as we know it. That wouldn't be such a bad thing, because the Eurozone as it stands now doesn't work particularly well. It could see the beginning of a process of shrinking for the Eurozone, where you would only leave countries left in the Euro that actually have structurally a little bit more in common than the current members of the Eurozone. So it could be a Eurozone that is substantially smaller than the one we're talking about today, but perhaps a little bit more homogenous than the construction that we currently see. So it might actually be a smaller Eurozone, but a more sustainable one in the end.
What would default and exit from the Eurozone, do you think, mean for Greece? A return to the drachma, some commentators say, could be more punishing than the austerity measures that they've had to endure over the past 5 years. I mean, already we're seeing money exit Greece at a rate of knots. What do you think it will do to Greece?
Greek exit from the Eurozone would be incredibly harsh on the Greek population. No doubt about that. Life would become even tougher than it is already. Having said that, I think long-term, there is, of course, a chance that a Greek Eurozone exit would actually help Greece as a country to really get back on its own 2 feet, because what it would do is it would enable Greece to reclaim competitiveness that they would never be able to reclaim as part of the Eurozone. So the moment that Greece introduces its new currency, you might call it the new drachma, they would become more competitive on international markets, their export sectors would become more competitive, they could more easily compete with their neighbors, countries like Bulgaria or Turkey, and that would actually help Greece a lot, especially in the tourism sector, and therefore competitive devaluation for Greece after exiting the Eurozone might actually turn out to be what Greece needs, even though the initial problems that Greece will face once it exits the Euro will be extremely harsh.
That's Oliver Hartwich, German-trained economist, long-time Euro watcher, now head of New Zealand's main business group, the New Zealand Initiative, speaking with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.